Roberts, and welcoming you to this week's edition of TV Confidential, radio talk show about television that will welcome back Kathy Garber in our second hour. Kathy Garber, the actress known around the world as Sissy from Family Affair. Kathy has a couple of events coming up that will provide an evening, or in one case, an afternoon of entertainment, while also supporting very good causes. We'll tell you more about both of these events when Kathy Garber joins us in our second hour. We hope you stay tuned for that coming up later on. This hour, we will replay a conversation that originally aired in October 2019 with another Kathy, Kathy Rudolph. Kathy wrote an excellent biography of comedian Paul Lynde that not only walks you through the ups and downs of Paul's life and career, but tells the story of the very special connection that Kathy had with Paul Lynde throughout the last 10 years of his life. We'll replay our conversation with Kathy Rudolph later on in this hour. We hope you stay tuned for that as well. In the meantime, we'll begin our first hour by welcoming back our friend Tom Lasante. Tom Lasante, award-winning author of more than 10 books on movie and TV history. Tom's latest book, Dueling Harlows, takes us back to 1965, a year that saw the release of not one, but two major motion pictures about the life and career of Jean Harlow. Jean Harlow, the legendary blonde bombshell of the 1930s, whose meteoric rise to superstardom was cut short when she died tragically of kidney disease at the age of 26. Both movies from 1965 were named Harlow, and both were released within a few weeks of each other. The first, Harlow, was a quickly made independent movie starring Carol Lindley, produced by Bill Sargent and filmed in black and white using Sargent's patented technology known as Electronovision. The second, Harlow, was a big budget biopic filmed in color starring Carol Baker and by Joseph Levine for Paramount Pictures. Neither Harlow movie did particularly well at the box office, partially because they both had less than stellar scripts and partly because they were both hampered by other problems brought on by the frenetic efforts of both producers to get their movies out to the public first. Tom captures the backstory of both Harlow movies from 1965 in a book called Dueling Harlows. Dueling Harlows, a book that Tom originally published in 2011, but which he has since updated completely to include the backstory of a third biopic on Jean Harlow, which I'll tell you more about in just a second. Tom Lasante, welcome back to our program.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Nice. Always good to have you on our program. Also on the line with us is Lindsay Bloom. Lindsay Bloom, the actress known around the world as Velda on Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer. In 1978, Lindsay Bloom became the third actress to play Jean Harlow when she starred as the blonde bombshell in Hughes and Harlow, a movie that was plagued by problems of its own, which Tom explains in Dueling Harlow's. Lindsay Bloom's appearance on our program tonight is courtesy of Tom Lasante. Lindsay Bloom, welcome to TV Confidential.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. It's great to be here with all of you.
We're going to focus mostly on Hughes and Harlow, which is the Harlow movie that Lindsay starred in, which she can speak, at length on. But before we get into that, just a general question. I'm going to ask Tom to comment first, then Lindsay, you jump in. A good story is always worth retelling. What do you think? What was it about the Jean Harlow story that movie makers kept coming back to? Tom, you first, then Lindsay.
Well, I think it really was the popularity of the biography about Jean Harlow that Irving Shulman wrote with help from her former agent, Arthur Landau. It was very salacious, very trashy. And, of course, the public ate it up. It became number one. It was a number one bestseller in 1964. And, of course, Hollywood studios all decided to jump on the Jean Harlow bandwagon because if she made so much money from the book, everyone, all the studios thought the public would go see a movie. And, actually, it was Paramount, Columbia, 20th Century Fox, MGM, and an independent company from Bill Sargent that were all announcing in 1964 they were making their own Jean Harlow movies. But when the smoke cleared, there was only two, Joseph E. Levine at Paramount and Bill Sargent with his Electronovision production, which was released through Magna. So I think it was the biography that really reignited the whole Jean Harlow craze from the 30s.
Lindsay, I understand that when you're starting off your career as an actress, you are always drawn to starlets of the 30s and 40s, and Jean Harlow was one of those stars that you always liked.
Well, yes, she had quite a reputation, as you know. actually, the only reason this whole thing got here was because of Larry Buchanan, the director. He had previously done the Goodbye Norma Jean movie with Misty Liu. I had come in for auditions for that and ended up being the last three actresses that were going to be picked, and Misty got that role. But I was also in the Miss Marilyn Monroe lookalike contest in Hollywood, and there was a picture in People magazine at the top 10, of which I was one. So that was how it started. And then when Larry decided to move on and go also do Jean Harlow's life story with the supposed romance between her and Howard Hughes, he called me in and he said, I want you to play her. So basically, I was really excited because I'd never played an actual person who had lived, let alone be this famous before. So I was honored to play her, and one thing that always stuck out in my mind as I was playing her is I was 26 years old at the time, and she was 26 when she died. So it was kind of an eerie feeling to think about that as I was portraying her.
You anticipate one of my questions, Lindsay, is when, as an actor, do you approach your job differently when you're playing a person who actually existed versus a fictitious character, or you go about it differently?
Well, it is a little bit different. I did buy a biography about her and books, and, you know, there was no internet back then, you see, so you didn't have that luxury. But I did research a lot of her at the library, different books and different things. But what I tried to do was capture her essence and her personality, not so much to be exactly like her. We you know, had some lovely costumes and had a great makeup artist. We did the best we could to try to, quote-unquote, look like her. But the idea behind my portrayal of her was to come up with what was inside of her, her essence, and what drove her.
Lindsay Bloom's on the line with us, along with her friend Tom Lasante. Lindsay Bloom, the actress known around the world as Velda on Mickey Spillane's My Camera, and the third actress to play screen legend Jean Harlow, which Lindsay did in 1978 when she starred as the blonde bombshell in Hughes and Harlow, independent film produced by Larry Buchanan. Lindsay's among the many people that Tom Lasante interviewed in his new book, Dueling Harlows, The Race to Bring the Actress's Life to the Silver Screen. Everything you wanted to know and more about the various screen attempts to capture the life of Jean Harlow, including the two movies released in 1965, both of which were called Harlow, and Hughes and Harlow from 1978. Dueling Harlows, The Race to Bring the Actress's Life to the Silver Screen, available through our friends at McFarlane Books. You can order directly at McFarlanePub.com as well as Amazon.com. You mentioned that, Lindsay, you mentioned that you're in the final three for Goodbye Norma Jean, Larry Buchanan's film on the life of Marilyn Monroe. And then even though he chose Misty Rowe, he remembered you. And I'm not an actor. I talk to a lot of actors on my program, and I understand that that's how it works sometimes. I mean, when you read for a part today, you're not necessarily reading just for that part. You're reading to make a connection with the casting director or the producer or the director, or whoever you're reading in front of, to so that they'll keep you in mind down the road for other projects.
Yes, that wore out for lots of things in my career. So that's very true, you know, because even though there's a lot of rejection that one has to deal with, I never took it personally. I just, okay, next, what's next? Because, you know, you can give the best reading in the world, but if they have a certain visual type in mind and you're not it, then it doesn't matter how great of an actress you are, mm-hmm. you won't get the part. So, in reverse, looking back, I've transformed myself many times in my career, most notably first as Jean Harlow, and then later on, as you've mentioned, as Velda and Mickey Spillane, My Camera, which I spent 9 weeks auditioning, I screen tested twice, read 9 times, lost 22 pounds, and dyed my hair for net before they said yes. So, yeah.
But at the end of the day, they say yes, and the goal of any artist, the goal of any working actor is, you know, to have enough people that say yes to keep you going during the times when people don't always say yes.
Well, yes, that's certainly true, you know, and it's all about establishing a rapport and relationship with casting directors, directors. I got hired for other things because people had seen my work in something else, so that's always a nice bonus. But ultimately, you know, you have to really know your craft and do it well and understand what they're looking for. Okay?
Yeah.
And be flexible.
And be flexible. And it never hurts when you have an opportunity to work with a director you've worked before, or in the case of Larry Buchanan, a producer that you've worked with before, because you have a built-in shorthand going in the project. He knows what you can do. You know what he's looking for. And so you can just concentrate on doing the work as best you can.
Well, that's true. I had a producer, Duke Vincent, who would always bring me in for project after I worked on Starsky and Hutch and various other shows that Aaron Spelling Productions did as well. So, yeah, it's nice to have that when someone has a good experience and feels confident and knows what you can do and bring you back. And it could be a different character totally, but they know you will listen, you will do what the director says, and put it on film. You know, you got to get it on the film. So that's one of the challenges, you know, but again, you know, you have to be a good listener. Acting is 99% listening,
mm-hmm.
in fact, so that's real important. And it's also important to take direction and be able to apply it immediately, because you don't always get the hours and hours to figure it out, you know.
Yes, and we're listening to Lindsay Bloom right now. Lindsay Bloom is one of the many people that Tom Lasante interviewed in his brand new book, Dueling Harlows, The Race to Bring the Actress's Life to the Silver Screen. Everything you want to know about the various attempts to capture the life of Jean Harlow, the legendary blonde bombshell from the 1930s, including the two movies released in 1965, both of which were called Harlow and Hughes and Harlow, starring Lindsay Bloom and Victor Holchek, which was released in 1978. Dueling Harlow is available through our friends at McFarland Books, McFarlandPub.com, as well as Amazon.com. I understand Larry Buchanan, the producer of Hughes and Harlow, whose name you mentioned a few times, Lindsay, I understand that he was a good producer and that crews like to work for him, creative people like to work with him because he would give you the liberty to do your job. Lindsay first, then Tom, you jump in.
Well, yes, that's true. Some people called him an actor's director. The crew liked him because he would go, you know, quick and let's go, guys. You know, get it set up. He liked to take the first take. If everything worked properly, yes, print, let's go. Keep moving. So when you only have 4 weeks to do a major period piece film like we did, that's an important quality to have. Because you could get bogged down, and, oh, man, that can be a big trouble with the financial people. So, in any case, one other quick story about Larry Buchanan always used to crack me up, and it kept going for years. I was on the set, and we were out at the Rigidoo Airport, and they had this big, chunky stuntman in one of my beautiful outfits getting on a plane. You know, I said, Larry, that guy doesn't look like me at all. And he goes, don't worry, sweetie, it could be Ethel Merman. You know, so later at the rap party, we gave him a T-shirt and said, it could be Ethel Merman. So, but, you know, Larry was easy to get along with. He always listened, you know, if I had ideas or I had issues, you know, he would listen and we'd talk about it and come to a compromise or, you know, a solution of some sort, you know, to keep moving forward. So I enjoyed that about Larry, that he was amenable and listened, which is, I think, real important.
Tom?
In this kind of situation.
Well, for the book, I interviewed Nicholas von Sternberg, who is the cinematographer. He's the son of the director, Joseph von Sternberg. And Nicholas was pretty much in college, or just out of college, when one movie prior when Larry Buchanan gave him the opportunity to shoot Hughes and Harlow. And Nicholas loved working with him. He gave him complete carte blanche. He told him to hire his own crew, and so Nicholas hired all his friends that he went to school with, including Lowell Peterson, who worked as his cameraman, and I interviewed Lowell as well. And they both had high praise, just like Lindsay did for working with Larry. One thing they brought up was that he didn't like to work late, and, you know, he would try to have everybody out of there by 6 p.m. to go home and, you know, and rest for the next day. I think he gave a lot of young new talent an opportunity, you know, sort of like Roger Corman, an opportunity to, you know, apply their craft. And like I said, Nicholas worked with them, I think, one more time after this.
I understand that Nicholas's dad, Joseph von Sternberg, knew both Hughes and Harlow.
Yes. According to Nicholas, he almost positive he knew both of them. He's not absolutely sure. I think he was only just a child when his dad passed away, but definitely Hughes, because Hughes had his father on the contract in the 50s. And actually, in the book, Nicholas goes into a little bit of detail. It didn't really work out well. But Joseph von Sternberg definitely knew Howard Hughes, and he thinks his father probably must have met Jean Harlow back in the 1930s.
Lindsay, you mentioned that it was a very, very short shoot. I think either somewhere between 25 days or 4 weeks, somewhere in that period. And now, of course, you had worked on independent films before. And you had worked in episodic television before, which is a really short shooting time. Did your experience working on short shoots help you, knowing that it was going to be a very, very tight production schedule?
Yes, I believe it did. Tom just mentioned Roger Corman. I did my first movie. It was a Roger Corman special over filmed in the Philippines. They'd take three or four American actors, and the rest of the people would be locals from the Philippines to work on it. It was called Pabrigo Models. And so that was quite an experience, working not only on an independent movie, low budget, but also being a foreign country. So that was something else to learn about. But then later I did Six Pack Annie. I started Six Pack Annie, and that was an American International Pictures release. And I went all over the country one summer promoting that film. So I learned about the other side, too, of promotion, distribution, all those various factors. So a lot of that had already happened by the time this rolled around. So I was thankful for that because it gave me a lot of experience. And there's always going to be surprises, okay? but for the most part, you can handle them. By that point, I could, and some of those scenes, it was freezing out when we filmed walking along the beach. But you just keep going, you go with the flow as best you can and keep your energy up. And, you got to have a sense of humor, too. I'm going to tell you right now, because otherwise, it would not be fun at all.
Lindsay Bloom is on the line with us, along with Tom Lasante. Lindsay Bloom, the actress known around the world as Velda on Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer, and the third actress to play screen legend Jean Harlow, which Lindsay did in 1978 when she starred as the blonde bombshell in Hughes and Harlow, independent film produced by Larry Buchanan. Lindsay's one of the many people that Tom Lasante interviewed for his new book, Dueling Harlows, The Race to Bring the Actress's Life to the Silver Screen, which you can find through our friends at McFarland Books, McFarlandPub.com, as well as Amazon.com. You mentioned Roger Corman, Lindsay. I have to ask you this. I've talked to a couple of actors who did Roger Corman movies, and I've been told that with Corman, you had to get it right on the first take because there was no second take.
Well, a lot of that is true. but sometimes, like a scene where I'm getting shot at and running away with this other person in this film we did, and the explosives didn't time out just right, so we had to do a second take due to that. But if the acting was close enough, yeah, print, go on.
Lindsay Bloom is on the line with us, along with her friend Tom Lasante. Lindsay's one of the many people that Tom interviewed in his new book, Dueling Harlows, The Race to Bring the Actress's Life to the Silver Screen. We'll talk some more about Tom's book, plus we'll ask Lindsay a few questions about some of her other movie and TV roles. All that and more, we come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411. Or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-841-9670. 800-841-9670. 800-841-9670. That's 800-841-9670.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com, rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries. Ed Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio Talk Show about television. Always happy to welcome back our friend Kathy Garber. Kathy Garber, the actress known around the world as Sissy from Family Affair and one of the busiest voiceover artists in the entertainment industry today. If you listen to us in Los Angeles or thereabouts, Kathy has a couple events coming up next week as we record this conversation, but this week as this program airs, that will provide, in one case, an evening, in the other case, an afternoon of entertainment, while also supporting very good causes. We'll tell you more about those events in just a second. Kathy Garber, welcome back to our program.
Thank you, Ed. I am delighted to talk with you again. It's been too long.
It has been too long. Also with us is our pal Chuck Carter. Chuck Carter, resident music historian, also author of Mr. Novak, an acclaimed television series that also serves as a time capsule to 60s television in general. Chuck, good to have you on the call as well.
Well, thanks, Ed, and hi, Kathy. Nice to see you again. It seems like it was only yesterday we were at that party in Valley Village. But we're back.
Yes, and that was 2 weeks ago, and you left out wonderful comedian.
That's right.
I laughed so hard at that party, and he's just delightful. And did you know that I did a Mr. Novak, about three Mr. Novaks?
Chuck probably knows that.
Yeah, oh, yes.
It was one of the great anthology shows of that time and a great opportunity for actors such as yourself, because the great thing about anthology shows is always needed actors to fill the various casts, and they called your number several times during that run.
They did indeed, and it was always wonderful working with them. And the show I thought was very good. I did not like the fact that on IMDb I was not credited. I don't know. I think they need new people over there to kind of get their act together, if I may be so
vividly descriptive. Well, you know, Kathy, Mr. Novak was a great show indeed, and the fact that, you know, there were so many students needed, there was much employment for young actors at the time, and many appeared several times or got their start. Walter Koenig, first lead was on an episode, but a great show, and I enjoyed doing the book, and it did well.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yeah, I did three or four. I remember one with Bo Bridges, that he was in it.
Yes, yes.
something on a bird on a wire or bird on a line.
Yep, that was it. And I interviewed Bo for the book, and he had nothing but fond memories of the show. So it was a good show.
Good.
Kathy, Chuck and I were talking before we started recording, and one of the things we like about you and that we admire about you is that as active as you are promoting your own work, and Kathy has always got something coming up, you know, either as a voice artist or an on-screen role coming up, but you're just as active, if not more so, promoting the efforts of the various causes that you support. Besides the two organizations we're going to talk about today, you've been very active with the efforts of Paul Peterson and a minor consideration and an advocate for both working child stars and former child stars.
Yes, I wrote a book about ex-child stars, Where Are They Now? And Paul is featured in that book and also wrote the foreword to it. And we lamented the fact that so many of our brethren and our peers that were child stars got off onto a very rocky road and were not able to continue and indeed fell off that road. We've been trying to, and Paul has just been wonderful about passing new legislation that would protect the monies that were made by the kids that a lot of time the parents just took. And so he helped to enact the Coogan law, and that has been very helpful. But there's still the emotional and mental things that need help with these ex-child stars who are no longer in the limelight, and how for them to make transitions into other roles in the entertainment business that are not on-camera roles, but jobs as cameramen and, yes, you know, editors and producers or whatever.
In general,
did very well with that.
Yeah, very much so. In general, Kathy, how important is it for you to be able to give back?
Oh, tremendously so. I am so grateful. I, you know, cannot tell you, but I am. I had wonderful parents, and they saved all my money. And the industry has been very kind to me, very nice to me, and awarded me with some lifetime achievement awards. And I see some people struggling out there, and not just in the entertainment world, but really in the psychological world. There's so much chaos going on, and people are so anxious, and they kind of lose their way. And to have someone out there to help, it's really good. And that's why, like, as you know, you may not know, I am now on the board of the Thalians. The Thalians is 70 years of glitz, glamour, and giving.
Yes.
They've been around for a long time. That's a documentary that we hope that we're going to do with that title that I suggested. But we help the mentally ill. And or not ill, but
those who struggle with mental illness or post-traumatic stress disorder. And I know from my previous conversations with our mutual friend Ruta Lee that the Thalians is also very actively involved in supporting the needs of our veterans, both of recent wars and prior wars.
That's correct. Yes, and so that is our charity, and we work hard. We have a couple events, if you want to get into them now.
Absolutely.
That we are doing as a fundraiser. And one is at the El Portal Theater in Hollywood, and it's called Funny for Money. And we have wonderful comedians, including Joanne Worley, and you know some of them, and you probably know some of them too, Chuck.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the other comics on tap that night is Jason Stewart, who's a very funny fellow, as is everybody else on the event, which includes Patton Oswalt, Lisa Ann Walter, Jolie Fisher, many, many others. It's an event for a good cause called Funny for Money. It takes place Thursday, October 24th at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Tickets for more information, 818-508-0281, or go to elportaltheater.com for more on the Thalians. Visit Thalians.org. How did you get involved with the Thalians, Kathy?
Well, my friend Frank Schreptel invited me to one of their galas. They used to put on fabulous galas at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and that's when I first became associated with them. And then Ruta and I, Ruta Lee, have been friends for a long time. I met her in Washington, D.C., and we were both celebrities for the president's campaign, and so they put us together as roommates. And that was a long time ago, and we've been friends ever since, and I've always supported the Thalians, but this year they asked me if I would join the board, which is a very hardworking board with Jolie and Tricia Fisher, and they, Carrie Fisher's sisters, of course, and Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, and Connie Stevens' daughters, and son, Todd Fisher, they were all instrumental in putting together, this is a little bit off the rails, but putting together an exhibit at the Reagan Library. They have a Star Wars exhibit. And Todd and Jolie and Tricia decided that it would be nice if Carrie had her own little gallery off of it. So I went up to the opening of the Star Wars, and it's really wonderful. So, and that was my first time to the Reagan Library. Have you been there?
I've not made it yet, but it is on my bucket list.
This might be a good time to go because their exhibit of Star Wars is really phenomenal, and then Carrie has her little gallery, and then of course there's Air Force One, the actual plane is right in the library, as well as a recreation of the Oval Office. And our tour guide was saying, Ronald Reagan saw that, and he says, well, how are we going to put that great big office there? And, you know, and the architect, oh, we don't know. Then Ronald Reagan says, well, let's just build downward. And so they dug this great big hole on the mountain, so you descend some steps to get into it, and they capture the whole thing beautifully.
You know, it's funny. I've been down here about 15 years, Kathy, and you know how it is when you visit a place coming from out of town. You make it you have a list, and sometimes you overdo your list because you want to see so many things in the short amount of time. Whereas when you're here, you know that I know that the Ronald Reagan Museum is about an hour away from me. And I know it's there. It's not going away. I haven't always pushed myself to go there, but I may, as I said, now that it's on my brain, I may definitely make a visit.
Yes, you know, and the same with me. I think that's very true. It's 30 minutes for me, and I've been down here 5 years. That was the first time I went. I've been wanting to go. I wanted to see the Egyptian exhibit, and it was all set, had tickets, and then COVID came. And then it was closed for, I don't know, a year. So, anyway, it's back open and beautiful. So, anyway, they are a part of the Thalians board. And this event for the comedy night, it will be great. Besides all the entertainment, there's meet and greets with the comedians afterwards and refreshments. So it's going to be just a lovely evening. And that's coming up very soon. That's on the 24th.
It's coming up Thursday, October 24th, Money for Money, Evening of Comedy. It will support the efforts of Operation Men, UCLA's Operation Men, the only program in the United States that is dedicated to providing specialized surgical care and psychological care for visible and invisible wounds of war among post-9/11 veterans, service members injured in the line of duty, and their caregivers. The Thalians, the nonprofit organization that Kathy Garber is now a member of the board of, works in close partnership with UCLA's Operation Men. Operation Men will be the beneficiary of Funny for Money Thursday, October 24th at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood, 818-508-0281. For tickets, for more information, go to elportaltheater.com. Kathy is also on the board of directors of the Motion Picture Mothers Club, which is another unique nonprofit. I didn't know about this. I mean, I should admit this on the air. I didn't know about the Mothers Club, but they've been around since 1939.
Yes, it's a very old and prestigious kind of club that was started by a group of mothers who saw that there were many children in the business that didn't know the way, they didn't know around the way about Hollywood, and so the mothers got together and they started this club. And, you know, lots of people, John Provost's mother was in one of those very first clubs, and I think she may have been a president, but Tom Selleck's mother has been president of it, and Jerry Mather's mother from Leave It to Beaver mm-hmm. was president and just stepped down. And it really is very worthwhile. And our main charity is the Motion Picture Home.
Mm-hmm.
And the campus in Woodland Hills, there's going to be an event in December, December the 14th, which is their annual big luncheon. And they give out like three different awards for people that are in the business. One is a humanitarian award, and then there is also a Gold Star award winner, and that's, you know, someone who exemplifies the highest standards in the business. And then there's an applause award, and that's given to the center daughter of a motion picture mother. So they give the awards. It's there's entertainment, silent auction, and that's a great event to go to. And we, you know, I'll give you some more information when it gets a little closer to December.
Absolutely.
The one that's closer is the luncheon, and that is October the 26th,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Saturday, October 26th, 11:30 a.m. at the venerable Smokehouse Restaurant in Burbank, not far from the Warner Brothers Studios. I love the Smokehouse.
I do, too. It's one of my favorite places. Now, talk about venerable. It's been a while there, and I love the red leather, the banquets, and the food is still terrific. And it is. It's right across the street from Warner Brothers.
Yes.
And so it's a great location, and the food is great, and our luncheon is very nice. And people are now invited. We've opened it up to whomever would like to come to this lovely luncheon. I think that you and Chuck are going to come, right?
It is on my calendar.
We'll be there. And Kathy, the other another great thing from the Smokehouse is that they gave us the Captain and Tennille, who were the lounge band, and actually got signed to a record deal out of the Smokehouse.
Ah, yeah, it's got a lot of history.
Yes.
I was doing a sequel to my series because someone was listening at the table next door and picked up the information. So you have to be very careful what you say. They are
Is this your series backstage, or is this another series that I'm not aware of?
No, this is when we were doing a sequel to
Aunt Sissy. Okay, Aunt Sissy. That's right.
So we did that, and it was almost taken. We got some episodes out of it, but as you know, I'm always busy. I'm doing like four different movies in the next couple months, and I have premiere of two of my movies that will be coming out, The Christmas at the Roanoke Ranch. And I love this movie because it takes place on a ranch in Michigan.
Mm.
And there's an actual ranch, and the movie was originally titled Christmas at Devon Ranch. But we got this location.
Kathy Garber's on the line with us. Kathy Garber, the actress known around the world as Sissy Davis on Family Affair. Kathy has several movies in the works, one of which is a holiday movie called Christmas at Roanoke Ranch. We'll ask Kathy what else she has on tap when we come back. Chuck Carter is with us. We hope you'll stay with us as we continue our conversation with Kathy Garber here on TV Confidential.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-841-9670. 800-841-9670. 800-841-9670. That's 800-841-9670.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com, rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Ed Robertson, along with Chuck Carter, and our guest, Kathy Garber. Kathy Garber, the actress known around the world as Sissy Davis from Family Affair. Kathy Garber is also on the board of directors of the Thalians. The Thalians, the marvelous organization co-founded by Debbie Reynolds and Ruta Lee, that have dedicated themselves to raising money for those who struggle with mental illness, and particularly our service men and women who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental illnesses, which the Thalians do in partnership with UCLA's Operation Men. Operation Men, the only program in the United States that is dedicated to providing specialized surgical care and psychological care for visible and invisible wounds of war among post-9/11 veterans, service members injured in the line of duty, and their caregivers, all at no cost. There's a benefit coming up Thursday, October 24th, called Funny for Money, an evening of comedy that will support the efforts of Operation Men. Kathy Garber will be there, as well as Ruta Lee, Jolie Fisher, Michael Learned, Rosalind Kine, Joanne Worley, Jason Stewart, Lisa Ann Walter, Patton Oswalt, and many, many others. Funny for Money takes place Thursday, October 24th at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Tickets and more information, 818-508-0281, 818-508-0281, or go to elportaltheater.com for more on the Thalians. Please visit thalians.org. Kathy Garber, also on the board of the Motion Picture Mothers Club. The Motion Picture Mothers Club, a unique nonprofit organization formed in 1939 that raises funds for items that directly benefit working and retired members of the entertainment industry, particularly those who live at the motion picture retirement home, with services such as a wheelchair accessible van for off-campus outings, medical equipment, renovating dining rooms and kitchens, and so much more. The Motion Picture Mothers Club was founded by a group of ladies whose children were well-known in the entertainment industry or were up and coming. This year's autumn luncheon benefiting the Motion Picture Mothers Club will take place Saturday, October 26th at the Venerable Smokehouse Restaurant in Burbank, right across the street from Warner Brothers, beginning at 11:30 a.m. The program also includes some very special entertainment. Tickets for more information, call 818-986-3735. Before we went to break, Kathy, we were talking about some of the movie projects you have in the works, one of which is a holiday movie, a Christmas movie called Christmas at the Roanoke Ranch. And you said tongue-in-cheek that the storyline for Christmas at Roanoke Ranch is based on some well-known tropes. But the reason why these tropes work is because they connect to us emotionally. And as you say, I mean, there's nothing like a good holiday movie.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to be doing December at Dave's in December. We're shooting that. And then I'm doing a Christmas, a Mother's, I always forget the title, A Mother's Christmas Wish. I'm the mother. I'm the star of it. But A Mother's Christmas Wish. And we're doing it in Florida, which will be interesting. You know, he says, well, and when I was talking to the producers, and I said, well, they have Christmas with sunshine outside. They have Christmas in Florida. So it's going to be interesting at the way they're going to decorate it.
Well, I have a colleague, every year he and his wife, they go to Hawaii for Christmas. And so, I mean, it doesn't matter whether there's snow or whether there's sunshine. It's where you celebrate and how you celebrate and that you celebrate.
That's right. Where the heart is where the spirit is.
Exactly.
And you can take that, you know, wherever you go.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of the heart, Kathy, when the mothers group began, they had a motto, may we ever be able to help a friend but noble enough to conceal it. Is that still the case? Because it sounds like there's so many public sort of charity events. Was that just in the early days?
I think that came about in the early days, but I think that the essence of what that is saying is we're going to help people. Again, surreptitiously, we're not going to say, oh, this person is out of money or this person is having a mental breakdown or this person doesn't know where to go and blast that all over now, you know, social media or whatever. The work is done, you know, not in secret, but in a very nice manner. And we have really kind of, since the motion picture home got established, we're able to help that home. I actually signed up for that home. I don't particularly want to go there. My son and my daughter-in-law kept saying, well, Mom, you can go to that home. I said, don't stop pushing me out of my
own house. You're too active.
I'm not ready to go, kid.
No, you're not.
You're too active, Kathy, and you're too young at heart, and you're the Energizer Bunny, and you always will be.
Yeah, going back to the Thalians, I mean, it's great that you're part of the Thalians because, you know, they've been around for a long time, but for an organization to remain viable and to keep awareness and to help raise needed funds, you need new energy and you need new blood. And you know, you bring that, tying back to how we started our conversation, when you get involved with any organization, Kathy, you give it your 100% total energy, and it benefits everyone.
Well, thank you. You know, I try and do things in the right order at the right time,
mm-hmm.
so I don't get overwhelmed. And it says, okay, now I'm concentrating on this for an hour. Okay, now I have this to do.
Absolutely.
And put them, you know, in the order, hopefully, that they should be done in, and then I can get them done.
Well, before I forget, it is October 2024 as we have this conversation. It's the 65th anniversary of the premiere of The Twilight Zone on television. And another part of the Kathy Garber tapestry is you are actively involved in the Twilight Zone radio productions, which you and your friend Carl Amari are involved with or were involved with for many, many years, in which they took many of the great scripts from the television series and performed them as radio plays.
Yes, and I loved doing them. And there was one that I did that originally started – oh, I can't think of her name right now.
June Foray. June Foray?
No. Mm-mm. No, that was on the original Twilight Zone episode and the television one.
Oh.
And, yeah, and she was the next-door neighbor on The Bewitched.
Oh.
And the red hair.
Sandra Gould?
Nope. Ah.
Alice Pierce. Oh. I'm going through all the neighbors on Bewitched. Okay, so it wasn't Mrs. Kravitz.
No.
Okay.
It was maybe her aunt. But your red hair, it's almost there. Ah, I love being older. What is her name? Anyway, she played the woman on the original Twilight Zone episode. And we, and Carl Amari and his writers, they took these television series and made them into radio episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular episode, there was no sound. I mean, the
character. Agnes Moorhead.
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Well, oh, that was easy.
Thank you. I would have awakened at 3 a.m.
No, as soon as you said no sound, I realized, okay, that's the one she's talking about.
How did you do that on radio?
Yeah, and she played this woman, and she was all by herself in this ranch house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this wonderful thing at the end. I just love it. But they said, now how are you going to translate a television show with sound onto a radio show that doesn't have sound onto a radio show that is only sound? So anyway, they very creatively gave me a husband. So they married my character and to my husband. That was one of my favorite ones. Now, Carl and I have remained great friends, and he has just arranged a liaison between Bradford Exchange and Ashton Drake in Chicago, where he's from, and I am now the celebrity representative for Bradford Exchange for the Mrs. Beasley dolls and the new Mrs. Beasley ornaments. It is astounding to me that the Family Affair has been on for quite a while, but it's never been off the television. And Mrs. Beasley, the doll, who's a character unto herself, sells like $100,000 a year. People buy Mrs. Beasley's, and now they have all these brand new Mrs. Beasley ornaments.
Money for Money takes place Thursday, October 24th at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Money for Money, an evening of comedy that will support the efforts of Operation Men. Kathy Garber will be there, as well as Rita Lee, Jolie Fisher, Michael Learner, Rosalind Kine, Joanne Worley, Jason Stewart, Lisa Ann Walter, Patton Oswalt, many, many others. Money for Money, Thursday, October 24th at the historic El Portal Theater in North Hollywood. Tickets and more information, 818-508-0281, or go to elportaltheater.com. For more information about the Thalians, visit thalians.org. The Autumn Luncheon benefiting the Motion Picture Mothers Club takes place Saturday, October 26th, the Venerable Smokehouse Restaurant in Burbank, California, across the street from the Warner Brothers Studios. Tickets and more information, 818-986-3735. You can follow Kathy Garber, Instagram at CG Sissy, Facebook at Kathy Garber Fan Page, Twitter at K_GGarber. Kathy Garber, always good to have you on. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you. Same here.
Matt Robertson, Beth Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, Greg Airbar, Susan Silver. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. One more item. Are you starting a company in an emerging market or developing something new? Do you have intellectual property but aren't sure how to protect it? Reach out to our friends at Tectonic Law. They offer rock-solid representation for groundbreaking industries who need help capturing and protecting their full portfolio of intellectual property and intangible assets, including trademark rights, copyright rights, and privacy rights. Tectonic Law streamlines the complex intricacies of intellectual property and business law in easy-to-understand terms that will help you and your company form a concrete plan of action to secure and protect the value of your brand and your creative work product. Tectonic Law is licensed to practice throughout the state of California. They also practice before such tribunals as the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
The roaring crash of cannons, the sizzling hum of a lightsaber, and the nail-biting tension of meeting an unknown enemy. All these and more will whisk audiences through an emotional roller coaster of battle when the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Jeff Speck, music director, brings to life epic battles of history through music. Get your tickets now for this Saturday night's performance starting at 7:30 at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students at eventbrite.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.